Welcome to The Week Ahead in Russia, RFERL's Monday podcast about significant developments and upcoming events in Moscow and beyond. I'm Steve Gutterman, and I'm on my own today. Two things I'd like to talk about. One actually just happened, the inauguration of Volodymyr Zelensky as president in Ukraine. The other is the fallout and future ramifications in Russia of the protests over plans to build a cathedral in Yekaterinburg, in a spot that opponents say and protesters say is one of the few green spaces left in Russia's fourth largest city. First, about Zelensky and the start of his presidency in Ukraine, what it means for Russia. Just a few words, really. I think during the campaign in Ukraine, Russia was kind of playing a waiting game, or said to be doing so, and you know they wanted to see Poroshenko out. He was sort of a vocal opponent of Russia, a vocal critic of Russia, certainly. Now I think the Russia's still sort of playing a waiting game. Zelensky is sworn in today, and Putin has never congratulated him on his victory, which was quite a big victory in the election. I think the Kremlin spokesman Peskov has said kind of pointedly that there are no plans for a meeting or talks between the two. So I think really all signs point, or everything that Russia has done so far in the past few weeks and months, I guess, is kind of suggests that the Kremlin is just sort of hoping he's a flop, hoping he cannot hold the country together and cannot be successful. One thing that was actively done was right after the runoff, Putin signed a decree enabling people in the parts of eastern Ukraine held by Russia-backed separatists to get Russian citizenship in an expedited process. So that was, widely seen as an effort to undermine Ukraine and to kind of bring these even though Russia, on paper says it favors these regions kind of incorporation or integration into Ukraine, an effort to actually do the opposite and it was seen as an effort to make them more separate and to undermine the central authorities in Ukraine, which now is Zelensky as president. So that was one thing that was done sort of specifically. Otherwise, now I think Russia is also just kind of waiting and seeing what's going to happen with Zelensky. There was quite a verbal showdown between Zelensky and Putin over these issues. And now, Zelensky has the first thing he's done pretty much is to say that he is dissolving parliament, which could create controversy there, certainly, because opponents say that he cannot do that because of the timing of his inauguration, the timing of when the existing parliament is supposed to end its mandate and when new elections are supposed to be held. So he said, I'm dissolving parliament. That would happen and then there would be new elections under the constitution within 2 months. But we'll see what opponents are going to do and whether whether there's going to be a backlash or an effort to actually prevent him from dissolving parliament. And I think this kind of thing is something that Russia presumably wants to see. The more chaos disputes in Ukraine at this point for them, the better. They're not seeing, certainly they're seeing fiery statements from Zelensky about relations with Russia. I think the sort of initial hope for, there's going to be much better relations. I think that's on hold, certainly, at least for now. So we'll see how it plays out in Ukraine, and also how Russia responds to that. And now the other event that I want to talk about is it's not so much something that's happening this week, but it's something that was definitely happening last week and is going to have ramifications going forward. Now, the several days of protests over plans to build a Russian Orthodox church in Yekaterinburg on a sort of in a park that opponents of the plan say is one of the city's few green spaces, and the latest thing, well, not the latest thing, but there were quite large protests. Interesting. I'll just start with the idea that Putin, when he weighed in after, I think on the third day of protests about it, said, and he called for a he called for an opinion poll, basically to gauge the opinion of locals, saying, well, we need the government, regional leaders, local leaders need to heed what the people there say and what their opinion is. One thing he said, though, which I found interesting, Putin, was that this is a, I think he said, it's a strictly regional issue. So, you know, in one sense, that's true. It's a regional issue. This is a park in a specific city. People are against, some people are against building a church there. And it's on the site of where a cathedral, or I think the city's main cathedral, was destroyed in 1930 under the communists. So, you know, Putin said it's purely regional. Now that, I mean, I think he recognizes that that's not really true, even though in some ways it is. It's a regional issue. It's a regional, but on the other hand, this is the kind of thing that's been happening everywhere in Russia, many places in Moscow and many other in St. Petersburg, in many cities throughout Russia, where there has been opposition to churches in some places. I think in Yoshkar-Ola and in Moscow, in part of Western Moscow, and several other places, there's been very similar opposition, specifically to churches being built. And the opponents of those plans are generally local residents who say, well, we have enough churches. What we don't have enough of is green space. And you're taking away our park. You're taking away, you know, this our embankment, whatever it is. So that's one. But then there are also protests against things like landfills, building construction, and other projects, and other projects that people in cities around Russia are saying this is not good for, you know, for our this will make our quality of life much worse, or it already is making our quality of life much worse. The government is ignoring us and our interests. So, I mean, I think this church thing is hard. I don't think Putin is really being. I think he's being a bit disingenuous when he says it's purely regional, because clearly it's and I think he recognizes this. It's something that's, you know, become sort of one of the major challenges to him and his rule as he sort of proceeds with his fourth term, which may be his last. He can't run again unless he changes the constitution. I think this is it's a big test. What's going to happen here? And, you know, quite interesting his Putin's reaction. I mean, he said, "Oh, I just heard of this." It was the third day of protests, I believe. And he said, "Oh, I just heard of this sort of in passing yesterday. I don't know much about it, but then he went on to have quite a specific response. The main thing being, well, including the part where he said, "Well, if these are locals who are real residents who are protesting, that's fine. We need to take their opinion into account." But then he also said, you know, hopefully these are not, you know, if these are people from Moscow who just came in and are just taking advantage of a situation, then that's another thing. So he left that open, the idea, and I think the Kremlin may try to use that and say, look, this is really opposition that's not local. Now, his call for for an opinion poll, it's not a vote apparently, but an opinion poll, and I'm not sure whether it's been decided. I don't think it's been decided how that's going to be conducted or when exactly. But I mean, clearly, it's a victory, at least temporarily, or at least a temporary victory of sorts for the opponents of the church, of building the church, because, you know, it is Putin, the president, saying, look, let's, you know, and then right after he spoke, I think the regional governor said the plans were on hold, or maybe it was the mayor, but the plans were on hold. So you know, so it's a bit of a victory for the opposition to the church, because it means that they've managed to get this thing, at least, you know, in the words of officials, to get this project suspended, not canceled in any way, but suspended. You know, so that's and you have Putin saying, well, let's hear from the people, and telling officials you need to heed what the people are saying. So, but I mean, I think, you know, people are very wary, because they're thinking, well, the officials are going to, you know, are going to rig this. You know, some feel the officials will rig the opinion poll. I mean, I think it's interesting, because it shows Putin has he's acknowledged, without really saying it, but he's acknowledged that, you know, this is a challenge to him. And I think he's given himself a couple of ways to not really be hurt by this. You know, I think, for one thing, I imagine the Kremlin is still hopes or believes it may be able to use the argument that, well, there are not enough locals against this. Part of the protest, some of the protesters are people from outside. And of course, there have been these kind of counter demonstrations or demonstrations by people who are said to, or say they're defending the church. Now, they've been accused of being essentially hired by the authorities. So that's, you know, that's another matter. But I think if there is an opinion poll that kind of shows that that there is strong opposition to this plan, and that people really want to keep the park there, without a church in it, you know, I think Putin will, you know, he will have not lost in a way, because he can, I mean, it'll be kind of a big victory for the people involved who are against the plan. But it's not that bad for Putin, because he can do two things, or he can blame at least two different groups of people. One is local officials, where he can say, look, this is something you know, you guys made these plans. You ignored the people's will. You know, maybe you didn't realize, but now you have to bend to the people's will. So he can cast himself as being a champion of, you know, of the common people, essentially. The other group that he can potentially blame is the church itself. And I think, I mean, not blame them out, or he's not going to criticize the church, I don't think. Though he did say churches need to unite and not divide people, which is quite a, you know, that's an interesting comment. It seems very true on the face of it. So I think in this case, if sort of things go against the plans for the church, you know, he can sort of use that as, well, look, again, I'm you know, closer to the people's interests. I'm closer to the pulse of the people than the Russian Orthodox Church is. So he can use that kind of in his favor to show, look, you know, now the church and state are quite close, but I'm the one who's actually closer to the people. So we'll see what happens with that. I mean, it's possible that, you know, that the plan will go ahead for building the church, or it's possible that it will be built somewhere else. But, you know, either way, I think it's in a way it's going to be a way for Putin to try to show that he is. You know, even if local officials, regional officials, or the church don't have the people's interests, best interests in mind, sometimes he'll be trying to show that he does. You know, we'll see what happens. It's quite an interesting development. Well, that's it for today. I'll be back next Monday to take a look again at the week ahead in Russia. Meanwhile, on Friday, please have a look at my newsletter, The Week in Russia, which will be coming out after a 2-week hiatus. Thank you.